One study showed that the true happiness revolves around four things. And the first thing it involves around is faith. Faith and then family, and then community, and then work. Happiness basically falls around these four categories. Now, if you're working on something that is outside of that particular realm, then it might be you're working on the wrong thing if you want to experience happiness. So that tells me that there are people involved in us experiencing a certain level of happiness in everything that we do. Faith, family, community, and work involves people, and therefore people have a lot to do with our level of happiness. But the most important person that really has to do with your level of happiness is you, because you can decide to be happy or you can decide to be a bump in the log who has a very hard time to smile. But I want to say to you this morning that you don't have to go looking to find yourself. If you will know who you are in Christ, that there is a lifestyle, a person that you can create on the inside. There's a person that you can choose to be like. You can choose your level of joy and happiness. I'm convinced of that. You can make that choice. And if you will, by faith, begin to do the things that bring a joy-filled life, you'll begin to experience more and more joy. When it's all said and done, you want to look at what you have created and you want to make sure that there's something there that is of value, something there that brings you happiness. Jesus said, I tell you these things that your joy might be made full. So there should be a fullness of joy in our lives somewhere, sometime. And I believe that you and I can create an environment on the inside that will produce a life of happiness and joy if we'll just pay attention to it. If we'll guard our heart with all diligence, because we know that out of it flow the issues of life. So if we're guarding our heart to keep out the things that are happening around the world that are not good, that are not right, that it would draw on your joy and happiness, if we guard our heart against that, then we will be able to create for us a life that is full of joy, a life that is great. Now, Mother Teresa said this, joy is prayer, joy is strength, joy is love. Joy is a net of love by which you can catch souls. So if you have a heart for souls, you should make a determination in your heart that from this day forward, you will have a plan to express joy in your life. Let's read some scripture concerning joy. Proverbs 17:22. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. Psalm 30, verse 5. For his anger, that is the Lord, is but for a moment. His favor is for life. In other words, his favor is for a lifetime. His anger might be for a moment, but his favor for a lifetime. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. In other words, if you will act out things that will cause joy to come in your life, and you'll speak out of your mouth words of joy, that eventually your emotional side will get in line with your words and your actions. Your emotional side can be trained. Now ask yourself, if you can train a little puppy, surely you can train yourself. Surely you can train your emotions. Surely you can train you. Surely you can train your emotional side, your soul realm. Surely you can train yourself to experience certain things. But if you are a person of joy, you can be one who can give hope to others. You can be one who can reach out and touch other person's life and give them hope. Psalm 92:4, you made me find joy in what you have done. O Lord, I will sing joyfully about the works of your hands. You've just been given a clue of how to cultivate joy in your life. You see, if we go around on this earth all the time and with their head down and complaining and talking about just barely trying to make it through life, and it seems like we are in desperation, I believe that grieves the heart of the Father. The same way as it would grieve your heart if you've seen your children going around that way. When your children are in difficulty, don't you kind of feel bad for them? You want them to do better? Well, the Father is that way too. The joy of the Lord produces strength in my life. Whenever we go out and bring kingdom influence into our workplace, into our communities. It brings joy to the Lord, and you are becoming stronger. You are gaining the strength that comes from the Lord. Your spirit, your born-again spirit within you produces something. And one of the things that it produces is joy. We have a responsibility to be filled with the joy of the Lord. Joy is something that I believe that heaven rides on as it comes to earth. Joy is something that the Lord wants us to demonstrate to the world around us. Heaven is a serious business filled with joy. So joy is a serious business.